There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to go. I wake you up. Greetings. I'm going to share a little word in the name of the Most High. I found that a lot of my writing is strange. It has that same kind of, you know, not to boast really, but it has a, I guess it is in a way, mentioning it. It's no virtue on my part, but it has a prophetic aspect. It's always been like that too, where it was like 2 to 5 years ahead, you know, and then the same events that I've written about start coming, you know, in. And true with this period we're in now with the anarchy and the riots around the world and all that, was envisioned in a screenplay I wrote called The Voice. I wrote it 2 years ago. You remember that. I finished it, and then we couldn't get it financed. I think that the hang-up was the cost of the visual effects. We're going to make it. It's like we have to either make it now or it's almost like history will pass us up. Because you're not going to always have these riots. There's only so much you can burn down before there's just nothing left to burn down. You know, so we have these riots, and they're going on in the background, and then we have people turning into locusts and then tearing apart the burning buildings, tearing them down. But these kind of locusts actually eat like metal buildings. I know it's a strange, I have strange visions about things. And and right in the beginning, they're all getting, you know, this quantum tattoo. Mainly the beginning with the homeless and, you know, the easy to get people, and then they're promised new cars and dental implants and things. It's really cool. I mean, it's just, gosh, I wish we had this movie made right now, is ready to actually go, because it would be just like, you would love watching. I mean, you'd be like, oh my God, you know, it's definitely a pandemic anticipator, but it was anticipated for 2 years, like I'd say like 18 months or so, or even maybe more. But I mean, it's funny how the thing's going on, and it's a direct tie-in to gang stalking, and also it's true. There's no fiction involved. And then there's like this apocalypse. The whole thing is an apocalyptic event. And then there's life on the other side of that. And here's this theme again. There's a wall, and we go through it. I think the problem here is people don't know what human is, what a human is. It's a multidimensional portal being creation of creator, and you know, has the capability to go through a thing, an event, and then your life continues. Now, I don't say death here. I don't say we all die, although, you know, it's in a sense the old dies. And then I'm reminded, people say, well, now that sounds like QAnon. I say, well, I don't have anything to do with any QAnon. Not for years. I pretty much just didn't follow it. But what you're saying is like exactly the same. But I'm like, well, you know, the Bible has similar things. I mean, there's all kinds of things in the air that you could pull down, and people are going to say things. I'm certainly not against what is it? The Q thing is kind of like rounding up the, you know, rounding up the really cleaning up the global criminal cartel. Getting rid of it. I mean, breaking the mirror. When you're talking about that, you have to realize this is a supernatural being. You talk about a super, you talk about a spiritual war. You're not talking about people. See, the big misunderstanding, the big problem we've had is ignorance among the masses. And I run into people, they look at me like they don't even understand. I'm like, you know, they label me, or sometimes people don't want to be seen with me because I'm, you know, I say all kinds of things, and it's, you know, they can't control it. It's not in their mind control. Like, they don't even realize they're slaves. I'm free. You know, I don't care. If someone's going to be like that, I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm basically going to say, you know, you deny me at your own peril, then we're not friends. Goodbye. Right? We're not connected. You deny me before men, we're not connected, right? Same thing. And this goes on, I guess, because they're trying to be politically correct and all that. But I'm not right wing. And I'm not left wing. In fact, liberals 30 years ago, and I would be almost sounding identical on politics, but I'm not political. I'm spiritual. And there's a huge difference. But in so being, they say, I'm spiritual. I am seeking truth and not, you know, new age gimmicks or, you know, personal, you know, abilities with magic or sorcery or any of those things. I mean, that's, to me, that's very base and very banal since everyone's doing it. No, I'm seeking truth, just the truth, the light, and the freedom, and the expansion. And in all that, I have what I would call peace. A peace that is deeply satisfying and enjoyable. And it affects everything that I do. You see, they know if they can occupy your mind, they own you. It's all about mind here. It goes back to the pyramids. You know, the pyramids are like power centers that surveils us all. It's hard to explain. It's like an interface with this, you know, big machine. And you know, there's always been AI, for example. You know, there's always been a tracking of each person, because each person is a commodity. Each person is worth, you know, in this the whole overall scheme of things, you know, like untold trillions of dollars per one human. So it's quite a business. And so that's, while they're talking in the post-human world, I'm saying that there is no human world. They don't have a human world to have a post-of human world. Shit, I'm on fire today. Okay, keep telling me. Let's keep the lights on. So there is no human world because the humans are not potentiated. a non-potentiated human. It's like a seed in the ground. Hasn't germinated, hasn't breathed yet. You know, still in the womb, if you like. And it's beautiful. They want a post-human world where humans don't exist.
Woohoo, yeah, baby.
That just gives me a thrill. That's right up my spinal cord. Bing, the light goes off, you know. I can see, bing, now the light goes off everywhere. The light's, bing, the light goes off. And why do we have to talk at this hour? Because I don't want to forget. I had the greatest title for a book I want to write, and it was four words, and I didn't write it down, stupid. It was so beautiful, so perfect, you wouldn't even believe it. But I will get to it, and I started writing, and, you know, the first scene is, and I don't know why I have to write sex. I'm not into sex. I'm not into their perversions and all their stuff. It doesn't turn me on, none of it. But, you know, I have to write it because it's part of the trauma. And so from that standpoint, from the structural standpoint of, like, you know, I want to analyze, well, what is sodomy? You know, it's been argued about for years. Forever, you know, it's bigly advocated by the Satanist, you know, and the world, or, you know, and I'm like, you know, what is it spiritually? And the reason people shy away from these topics is because they don't want to be labeled some kind of bigot. And I'm like, to me, it's an abstraction. I'm here from, just consider me here from outer space somewhere. I'm just saying, oh, isn't that interesting? Oh, isn't that desire for this, that, or the other thing? Oh, isn't that interesting how it's corollary to a spiritual, a ritual? Isn't that interesting that they don't know that? Isn't that interesting that if you don't agree to be ignorant, that initiation into the club means, I pledge allegiance to my own ignorance, which will be ignorant forever, and looking the other way and covering, so you'll let me in the club so I can have a toy. I pledge of allegiance to complete total ignorance so that people don't attack me for being politically incorrect. They're going to attack me for, you've got to be some Trumpster bigot. Because I don't embrace a dead man running for a woman a tyrant, running for, you know, the New World Order. No, we're way out ahead. Light years ahead of you. Light, infinite magnitudes of infinity beyond your thinking, beyond where you are, journalist, beyond where you are, anyone. Okay, I blew the horn. Fine. But they're only, no, everyone can be there if they want. They just don't want. It's available to anyone. No special thing for me. But I came in, I'm an old soul. I came in like this, already knowing all this stuff. So while they're talking about New Ageism and Elon Musk is talking about going to the stars and, oh, isn't that cute? And all these people have all their little pet projects and all their little important things they're doing, all amounting to nada, zero zilch and nada. I'm saying there is no human. And there is no potentiation. We haven't seen that yet. So we can't exactly have a post-human world. They just don't want human. Is what they're saying. They would just like to abort human, and they've been at that ever since the Creator created human. Now, it's not my fault that the human decided, you know, to go back in the ground or to unpotentiate, and this is what's called the fall, the pledge of ignorance and stupidity that follows. When you embrace the world system, you automatically become stupid. So, you know, really, you see them. At this point, I just start laughing. There's nothing I can do. It's their choice. I don't feel sorry for them. It's their choice. If they choose to be ignorant and stupid and vapid, an airhead, a dumb fuck, if they choose to do those things, it's got nothing to do with me. I feel little to no responsibility for them. I wish they wouldn't complain so much. My feeling is a lot of these people should be cut off listening to news. It's poisoned their outlook in life. The news has made them, just depressed and upset. Think if there's no news. Well, even if there's no news, I get frequencies. So I can tell when there's bad and there's good. The bad frequencies come in and then it's just like having news. It just bums you out till you can clear those frequencies. It's a constant process here to clear those negative frequencies the earth dwellers like to throw. And when I say earth dwellers, I mean these are people that are happy being asleep and stupid, and they're the earth dwellers, and they want everyone to be an earth dweller like them. They want to the kind of people that, if they love, being hurt in some way or limited in some way, if they could do the same thing to you. If you move to a deserted island, I love this analogy, forgive me for doing it 50 times in a row, and you go to this island, and there you are with your lover or your family, your kids, whatever, your friends, your tribe, you're getting along fine, not bothering anybody. Oh, they'll launch an armada. They're going to come after you. Or if you leave California because you're being taxed to death and you're being forced into this like weird kind of mind control thing by the psychiatrist and by the popular culture, and it's like you're not allowed to think or talk. And so you escape to some like rural thing, like maybe you go to Texas to try to get some relief and try to be able to at least have the ability to think again without it being called bigoted. Right now, the left wing would be called bigoted today because the thinking they want you to do isn't left or right. It's called slave. It's called stupid. It's called ignorant. See no evil, hear no evil. It's just do what you're told and don't ask questions. Do what you're told, people. Don't ask questions. Because that will turn off the thing that makes you human. See, that's what they're worried about, is that potentiation. What happens with the potentiation? What's the only way that something that a human can potentiate? It's being in concert with Creator. Right? Being at one in one with Creator, being the fulfillment of John 15, 16, and 17, are all the, you gotta keep constantly going back to those three chapters and really try to understand what they mean. One is total awareness, right? And when you have awareness, then you are aware of Creator. So then you make a move to reconcile with that. Because that's what any normal human being would do. If you come to an awareness, however you come to it, that there is Creator, then you will understand that you've got to identify, grok that, you've got to, figure that out, relationship, whatever, all these things, relate to, find out about, move closer to, and they will do everything in their power. So you're not just dealing with like a criminal mafia that rules the world. That prevents people say, well, why can't Trump go arrest those people for doing that? Because all the evidence is out in the open. He can't because we're ruled by a criminal cartel. That's why. We don't have a country. It's just basically powers. But here's the good news, and I'm here with good news. I mean, so the wall we run into just happens to be, the end of Western civilization. Okay? And that there is what I see, okay, is I see life going on. But life in this next thing is more, there'll be more, you know, less mechanical digitization, if I can, you know, in terms of technology. And, you know, humanity splits into a couple of camps. And, you know, the thing is, one aspect, there's two types of people here. You know, there's two camps. And it's always one camp trying to hold the other one back or doing the bidding of the criminal cartel, which is basically a non-human intelligence situation. Now, and they're trying to hold them back, and that's kind of like their job, is to stop people from awakening, to stop people from knowing I am, to stop people from that connection. Because once you have that connection with Creator, then you are absolutely free. And then you learn about Jesus. The first thing they teach you when you learn about Jesus is that it's a myth, it's patriarchy. Why do you think there's this big push for patriarchy? Right, the patriarchy, the witch class, right? They want every, you know, they're the enforcers. You know, in the flesh, they're like enforcers, but it's all, you start finding out about, say, Black Lives Matter being an organization that is run by witches. And this is all out in the open because it's admitted by the people that run it or that founded it. And it's like, well, you know, this is, it's like everything that is based on the Earth Dwellers. And the sad thing is trying to put black people in there, because all you're saying is, you know, we own these people. They all think alike. You know what I mean? There's no individuality. So that's the end of the black person. That's the end of the white person. That's the end of any person, not let alone black or whatever color, green, red. So silly. You know how people look at this. If you came here from other planets or whatever, and you saw the situation here, you know, if it wasn't so sad, you'd just die laughing at how pathetic it is. So the witches basically are earth dwellers. I mean, they govern, but it's all connected into this club or this hierarchy, which is ranked very, very, very succinctly. And people can move up and down in rank depending on how they earn their positions. And they start, you know, getting groomed to take their place in this at a very early age. But the main purpose of what I'm talking about is to shut down the human, to shut down the thinking process, to shut down the emancipation. Because can you imagine, folks, what I'm talking about is emancipation, which can only happen through the spirit. There's no death, so no worries about that. Can only happen through the spirit. That, you know, blossoming of the I am in the person within, you have, you know, that Jesus says you have the kingdom within you. Well, the kingdom is comprised of many dimensions, many, many aspects, many, it's pretty much unlimited, isn't it? And the Creator is, you know, when we take off that label Creator, right, we're not sure where does it begin and end? It's infinite. We take off a candy wrapper, the human body, off us. What's inside of us is infinite, you see. And so it has infinite potential, infinite potential and infinite power within. And that's what's needed to then expand in awareness. And then that awareness, of course, is complete perfect peace. Because there's, you know, there's nothing really to do. There's nothing to undo at that level of consciousness and cognitive, you know, cognition and awareness. One is unaware of any satanic thing or dual thing or duality at all. And it's just truth. It's just, you know, it's just waves of undulating love. Undulating love is kind of like if you made a new drug out of, like, they tried it with ecstasy to be the love drug, you know, but they had this super duper, like, supercharged kind of combo DMT, ecstasy, this, that, the other thing. And you take it, and all you get is undulating waves of love, but you never want to leave because you're so busy with that, even though nothing is moving. Okay, so that would be the ultimate potentiation, you know, you are, and then there are different aspects of you. Like, Jesus can be And the reason we bring Jesus in is because Jesus is I Am, or Creator. And so that's another label and limitation I'm placing on it, because that's given to us human as a way, because through that, Christ, and through the faith, which is extremely important, right, for awakening and for walking in spirit, rather walking by faith and not by sight, is, you know, really pretty much the first step in that, you know, ongoing emancipation, which people talk about, well, we'll get a glorified body. Yes, you will come into your glorified self, which is not necessarily a body. It's a process. You can go in, you can be in your glorified self as you go. I don't think it's dependent on time or space or a physical location. I don't believe we are rooted in physical location either. I don't believe there is any such thing as a location. There is no location. Forget this location idea, because that's another limiter, right? That's what they want you to... They want to box you in every way. And then what they do here is they siphon off your goals and your dreams and your energy. And they say, if you want to be somebody, you will join us. And we'll lay in wait for innocent blood. And we'll have a collective purse. And we will share the spoil. Ah, but the problem there, you see, is in order to go there, I have to shut off the emancipation process that my Father Creator, which is within me, has unleashed at my birth. Because the whole purpose of my being born here is to emancipate. Right? Is to, if I'm a seed, I need to come up through the ground and, you know, germinate and come up through the ground and grow leaves and fruit. You know, I have to go ahead and finish my mission. I can't just be a body here walking around thinking, you know, like, here's my career, here's my house, here's my kids, here's my, you know, I can't do that. I can't. That's like a total distraction. That's like a block. But they convince you that that's, you know, that was the old thing. Anyway, the they we're talking about is going to be gone. The wall. They are the wall. I'm like Abraham now. Only I'm not setting out on terrestrial earth to find that land of milk and honey. You see. And, well, no worries. It's going to happen. Anybody that isn't blocked is going to experience this thing that's going on, this awareness. And there's nothing you can do to stop. So there's nothing you can do to enhance it. There's nothing you can do to make it a virtue of yourself and therefore go narcissistic on it, you know? Like, I, me, ego, made this. I did this. I potentiated. No, no, no. It's God's good pleasure. Well, why do you talk about God in the third person and then you apply yourself, then you say you are I Am? Because it's all true. We use these labels to try to communicate. Otherwise, we wouldn't talk with language anymore. We just go, and we communicate with frequencies. And then beyond that, we would just have other ways of communication, non-locational ways, non-verbal ways. So this, you know, and this is what all the people, all religions and gurus and yogis and Christian mystics and all kinds of people and monks and people from various disciplines of science and quantum physics and on and on, yada, 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 have all been trying to figure out the secret. They've all been trying to tell you. You know, I wrote in a, God, you know, actually the things I've done on the earth have been so tragic. So many opportunities I've had to, where things went wrong because there are people that disapproved of my being able to be, just express myself. You know, they wanted to shush me. And now here today, I'm being able to talk to you. that I'm serious here. I'm being serious. It's not being flippant at all. I'm having fun with it, but it's, you know, I'm being serious. So this thing we talked about, you know, how we had this wave we were riding, you know, like on 20 on 20, and then there's this wall. Then the other side, there's life that goes on. And that's us, and we will be there. But the life that goes on is with far fewer people. I mean, fewer. But we go through it, and it's almost as if, because it's a quantum change. It's a quantum change. It's like, you know, people notice the Mandela effect. Do you guys still notice that? I notice it in really big, like, macro ways. Like, one day it's one day, the next day it's not the day it was yesterday. Like, there's no continuation of reality. You know, it's getting more and more like that. You know, as my consciousness changes, the whole world changes. Every time I get a new mindset, the next thing I know, the whole world reflects that. It's like, well, I'll just be in that mindset all the time. That'll be fun for me. So one of my goals is to not let myself get into a mindset of negativity. And, you know, I can say that. It happens. I get knocked down a lot. I get negative, and then I have to claw out of it. I've got to bust out of it, because that's their programming. That's their they pre-programmed us for these events happening right now. We all were pre-programmed when we were babies, when we were children, about the coronavirus and the pandemic and the thing that's happening now. This is all part of our load. They loaded this in us. And then, of course, it's unfolding now. All these events are unfolding where, you know, they're all arbitrary events that somebody crafted, someone wrote the program. And then they put it into all of us. And then because it's in who's created the coronavirus? We are. Who's creating all the strife in the world? We are. They're using our consciousness. They've hijacked it to use it for negativity. So they don't want you praying, because when you pray, you get faith. When you have faith, that's a purely positive mindset. That's a very powerful frequency, faith. I pray for peace of all people and for people to receive this message in Jesus' name, and that it would open their hearts and open their minds, but it would give them a great feeling, a great preview. In Jesus' name, amen. Why do I say in that name? Isn't that programming? No, because, you see, I'm aligning with the power of the entire, of Creator. And that's why I say I'm aligning with the power of the creation. I'm aligning also with destiny. This is our destiny. This was also written in our hearts, in our DNA. This was also written in us as a program that we would expand to the stars. It's also in the Bible, the book of Daniel. It's also, I'm not going to unfold some of these things like the New Jerusalem and all that, but it's all just aspects of consciousness, of expansion and awareness. It takes on different forms. And I was going to say that Jesus could be and is on the earth. He could be like in a billion places at once, ministering to a billion people at once, as one, but one singular person, having a billion different conversations and interactions, and still have room for an infinite number more, and still be cognizant of each thing as if a single person. And so for that reason, and you will be like that. You know, you will be like that. And that means, you know, you are more expansive than the universe. You are more expansive than time and space. The key that they look for is the key to unlock the limitation of time and space. Or control time and space to get what you want. But see, they have the people so bamboozled here that they, you know, and if they can keep them in a low level of, you know, so they're basically starving. You know, they're living paycheck to paycheck or meal to meal, in some cases now with this, so that you'll be dependent on them. But the main reason they want you dependent on them is so they can block your ability to become what you're meant to become. Because if you start becoming that upon the earth, if the seed starts germinating and starts coming up in the ground and starts bearing fruit here on the earth, then it's game over. That would be the end of, because that would be the new human. That would be the new man, fully potentiated. The old man would have no place here. But no worries. What's going to happen is we're going to split. After we get through the wall, we're going to split into two different directions. The people of, that I call the earth dwellers, right? The people that, you know how stupid they are. It's not even worth even talking about it. It's so embarrassing. They're living so far below their potential. It's so completely embarrassing that it's, you know, it's almost like, well, Lord, would you just get the hook and, you know, sometimes when there's someone making a fool of themselves on stage and they're singing flat or off key, but they think they're really singing good or something like that, for their own sake and for the sake of the audience and for just the sake of decency, gently kind of get the hook or have the lights go off or have a distraction so you can kind of usher them off the stage. Well, the hook is you. You growing out of this self-deception is something they can't handle. And there really is an us and them. I mean, or there's a them and us and an us and them. There's them, but there's us, and there's, you know, us and then them. I mean, there is, you know, there is a difference. And I'm not sure why the Lord wanted to have that called wheat and tares. You know, some of these people that are masters of the world are complete blithering idiots in the spirit. And some people that are masters of the spirit are blithering idiots in the world. And then there's, but, you know, God didn't mean for us to be blithering idiots anywhere. Where he wants to take us is both. I mean, in every aspect of being of success, because you walk by faith and not by sight. Therefore, you have good success because the Lord is your God. And, of course, that has many implications. Now, they're all screaming, you know, that they want all the women to become feminists and then reject that as patriarchy when they don't realize it's a genderless situation. It's got nothing to do with gender. But they will continue in that sort of modality. And I can't watch anymore because, again, you know, with the low IQ of the news media, you know, they keep doing these stories over and over. You know, basically, it's showing me we're just going into almost like a mudslinging thing now of basically, you know, satanic people versus godly people. Something like that, you know, just like a spiritual battle. And the satanic people want everyone to shut up and just say what they say. And they want to bring in Marxism, right? The like I've always said, the logical extension of Satanism, and that includes, you know, the big ritual they have, the children, which is what Satan's always after children. Notice how the Baphomet statues always have two children, a boy and a girl. They're after the children. That age is perfect for them. They're after the children. That's all they want is the children. Then they want to separate the, you know, break the family, separate the people, take the birthing away from, you know, having to have a penis or uterus or any of that. Eventually have the post-human, you have that in the laboratory or whatever. And what they run into is what they always run into, which is soulless clones. And the soulless clones are, you know, interesting, but they can't work. They don't have the magic thing inside them that they need to, so they could see. What they do is they take what you have, and then they make themselves king. You could be king, but they take it. I mean, I don't mean king like an ego king. I mean, you know, king like, you know, like a lion in the wilderness. You know, your rightful place. They take it. They usurp it. And then they are king. But they're not worthy of being there. And they know this. So they want to come torture you even more because they feel so bad and they want to have satisfaction. They don't want to. I'll finish it. Just hold on. They don't want to need you. They resent that they have to keep you around, that they need something inside you to be that king, to be that top of the line, to be that singer, to be that dancer, to be that whatever it is, to have some of those talents they have to take from innocent people, in many cases children, that potential into themselves, give it birth and maturity, and then they can wield the sword of being the top, the wielding the power. But then they need you. No, I don't want to need that. I want to eliminate that. So it's just me. Me, I earned it on my own. But you didn't. You stole it. And so, hence, the reason for the political attacks on innocent people, because they don't want to need you to be that star. And they know the secret, and you don't. Because everything they stole from you, they went out the back door with, you never saw it happening. That's why you were born. To feed them, but that they were resent that they have to use you. You know what I mean? So that's where you say it's an upside-down world. You say, well, these, if they took away that usurpation, if that usurpation of what's in you they couldn't take for themselves, they appropriate it. You know, they have it's a very advanced technology. Extremely, it's above our pay grade. It's above the ability of human logic. It's more like God logic. Right, the knowledge of good and evil. But if they can take that, if you took that away from them, that all the people that you go, wow, oh boy, I'd never be like that. I could never be like that. Oh yes, you could be like that. In fact, that's you on the stage. That's you. Yeah. In the whatever it is, whatever the endeavors we do here, baseball or something, and playing violin, I don't know, you know, brain surgery, whatever. That's you. And if you took that away from them, what would they be doing? They'd be like, they would then have no talent, no ability, no, they would be nothing. The only reason they got there was because they join the hierarchy and found a way of the way of usurpation. And that's been the thing that's been rewarded here on Earth for thousands of, you know, since Babylon and before. That trick. And that's why they have the abortion mills. Right? Quickly usurp, boom, gone. Usurp, boom, gone. Usurp, boom, gone. Usurp, boom, gone. Is there a soul there? Yep. Okay, usurp, boom, gone. I did it on my own. I don't need God. I don't need this patriarchy. Ew. I'm on my own. I'm a god. I'm a goddess. I did it. Me. I'm the one. But you know you're not. I know I'm not. And I'm going to torture them because of it. So I'm going to become a certain political thing and make sure they don't have anything or whatever else makes them upset, ruin their kids. I'll do something to bring them pain. How dare they? How dare they make me feel bad? How dare those people make me feel bad? Like I don't deserve what I have. So all their incantations and rituals and all the things they do and all the magic spells and everything else goes to, a lot of it goes to that usurpation. And then they brag. And then, of course, blood sacrifice. You know, I don't want to be dependent on that. I want to come out of the box with it already intact. Yes, but you didn't. Yeah, well, then I don't want anyone to know what I did. It's secret. But I know what's going on. I don't want to know either. I want to be above the Most High God. I don't want to have to be involved in that. Yeah, but there's no higher or lower in real reality. So that idea of higher or lower, that puts you in a patriarchy. That's not the... In fact, your entire hierarchy is a patriarchy. No, it's not. It's a matriarchy. Well, patriarchy and matriarchy are the same thing exactly. They're identical. You think you're so clever. No, I'm not clever. I'm real. That's what it is. I'm real. And, you know, this thing that's going on, we go through this. So the wall is here. There's no such thing as an election. This election thing, this season we're in, is the wall. It's like the wall is here, but we're going through it. It's like we thought we'd be splat against the windshield, the wall, like a bug on a windshield, but we're going through it. And on the other side, there's this split of humanity. And one side goes one way, and the other side goes the other. And you're starting to see that split right now, if you look around. I mean, they allow you to look around, which they don't. You're just going to have to find a way to break free. Well, I have to have this. I have to do this as a writer. I mean, gosh, I've got to go back in there. And, you know, I've written some things. I'd have to undo a lot of it. And I hate it when I just can't get where I need to go. But I'm not usurping, you see, from anyone. I'm having to struggle, you know, but it's all me. It's not somebody else. In terms of what's inside of me going, you know, going forward in various endeavors and accomplishing or making a fool out of myself, whatever, it's leads to me in the end. I didn't do anything to anyone. I'm not resentful to anybody else that has any success or anything going. I'm not saying, because I'm not taking, I don't need that, I'm not playing a charade with myself. See, all these people that are in that hierarchy, in that pyramid, they all have to buy the lie. They all live a lie, every single one of them. And every single one wants truth, or the good ones anyway, and they want to break free. There's many that maybe shouldn't be there that are there, too. There's prodigal sons and daughters all over the place. There's prodigal sons and daughters that should be with Satan, their God. Well, you know, the bastard. I'm sorry. It's a horrible, you know, ultimately nothing is Satan's because he's not the creator. You know, he's there as the tempter. You know, we have the temptress and the tempter upon the earth. And they are a criminal cartel that invites children to come in to be, you know, brought up to take the reins of power. And then you wonder why the conversation never is elevated above. You know, if you like, we're going to be with this kind of painful time. It's almost like a birthing time. We're moving beyond the Plato's cave. Remember Plato's cave that, you know, humanity is in a state where they can't really see anything that's real. They can just see flashes and shadows against the wall from the candlelight. And they can't really see what we are. Because if they could, they would shuck this whole thing off. If you could see what we really are, what's really going on, you know, and that you wouldn't buy into any of it. Like, you wouldn't buy into countries, governments, none of it. None of it. None of it. Zero. All one big Truman Show. All for the purpose of farming and harvesting that which they want to usurp for their purpose, and then they elect their leaders, their stars, their, you know, they dazzle us with their performances that are almost inhuman how great they can be. And once they start digitizing them all, then they'll even be able to do more feats of amazing things that are even beyond where they are now as humans. So they can't wait to become digital clones. Because, see, they're addicted to the power. They're addicted to the talent. They're addicted to the idea that they can somehow get... It's kind of like people that would buy, like, Instagram followers or something, you know, to make them look popular. But then they don't want you to know. They want you to believe that they really got them on their own, but they didn't. And then they have, like, five friends they talk to, right, they interact with. And the other thousands and millions or whatever are just like, you know, slugs. They're just slugs. They occupy space, but there's no interact. There's no reality there. There's no there. It's just a big fantasy. The people really aren't popular. They have their five friends, and that's it. They have 50,000 followers, and they got five friends. You know what I mean? And they fuel it. And they have something that when they put pictures up and people like it, and then they play the game for a while. But, I mean, basically, they're just... a lot of celebrities do this, and they're trying to then convince you they're popular. Now, look, I'm popular, see? I'm sure I have 4.6 million viewers. So, see, what I say counts. And I want you to understand, the Orange Man is bad. We got to get rid of... He deserves the death penalty. We need to get rid of... We need to get rid of... What is it? Have they changed their tune? This is all I've heard for the last... few years. Orange Man, we got to get rid of him. You know, and they want to make pinatas and baby pictures. And it's really fascinating watching this whole thing happen, but I do feel very much like an observer. It is fascinating that they're allowing themselves to be exposed to the public so the public can see the machinations of the hierarchy and the actual spiritual warfare from a mechanical point of view, up close and personal, so you can see the beast you're dealing with. You know, then believe me, they can't understand this. Anything they don't understand is got to be right-wing and bigoted or conspiracy theorist or something. You know, anything they don't understand is conspiracy theory. Anything that goes against it. And as I said... The people that were the, you know, again, it's not liberal right-left. There is no right-left. It's all mind control. It's all bullshit. It's all lie. You know, I mean, okay, at this point, if you say, well, I don't have a problem with male genitalia. Oh, you are such a big, you need retraining. The new popular thing that you should have learned in last week's class was we want to, you know, cut those off of the men. Your automatic castration. Where have you been, dummy? You better get up to speed. Well, I didn't know. That was like, you know, that was a new thing. Yeah, well, you keep up. You know, we tear statues down. We have cutting, you know, penises and testicles off. We got all kinds of things we're up to. The worker bees shall be eunuchs. And then it really goes down to penis envy, right? And then it gets perversely funny, actually, what they want to do. But the sad thing is they go about doing it. And they want to torture people because... They don't want anyone to know where they got their, they want to live in the fields of Elysium, and they're beautiful, beautiful, all that, you know, $300-400 million mansions, and, you know, 100,000 square feet, and, you know, 600-foot yachts, and in that world, and then have the rest of the people cordoned off as all poor and suffering and dying in this world, you know, injecting viruses into them and controlling them through digitization, nano-digitization to AI, which then hooks their consciousness to the grid that they control. And then, of course, they have it. The sad thing is, this is how stupid these people are. They are really freaking stupid. I mean, this is why they can't win, because they're stupid. Because what they want to do, and I mean their brightest think tanks ever, they're really fucking stupid. Unreal. Because the thing that they want, the thing that they need, the thing they must usurp, the very thing, the very essence of what they're after, they will destroy with their digitization techniques. The thing they want to do is a thing that undoes them. Kaput, done, game over, end. End of cartel. The very thing they want to do is to end themselves. Probably because they secretly want to be stopped. And by digitizing the consciousness of man through the COVID ID, right? They will begin to get that hooked up to their quantum computers. And, of course, that will then detach the thing that they wanted, that which made that person human, would no longer be there, so that there's nothing to usurp.